Thank you very much. First of all, what are we doing at CERN? That's the first thing which one has to shed some light on. Well, we are trying to understand what are the basic building blocks of nature and how do they interact between. Which are the smallest particles? How does everything work in the microcosm? In other words, how is it possible that we can exist at all? And the second thing is, at the same time, we want to try to unravel the secrets of the universe, the secrets of the Big Bang. How did the universe evolve? And connecting the smallest particles with the largest structures in nature is a fascinating field of science. And in order to do this, you need a large infrastructure. A large infrastructure which cannot be done by a single country. It's really a beacon of international collaboration. CERN has 23 member states and 11 associate member states, 110 nationalities are working there together. And it inspires, the whole thing inspires, it fascinates people, it awakes the interest and connects even to philosophy. CERN is a place where people learn to work together, take the Large Hadron Collider to design and construct such a project. Many thousands of technicians, many thousands of engineers and physicists from all over the world, from many different disciplines, had to develop new technologies, develop new engineering concepts, and had to work together over decades. So what characterizes such an instrument, infrastructure? It's the work